Hello and welcome to the Beatles World Cup, where we take 213 Beatles songs and like a nice little red wine jus, we just sort of like reduce it down to just one. We just don't know what that one is yet, do we, Rob?
We don't, but it will become a nice little reduction in time.
Yeah, we've been reducing. Well, last week we reduced everything down to the universe, basically, across the universe as our winner. And this week, we've got four more songs. We picked them out at the end of last episode. Rob, could you lead us through what we're talking about today?
This week, Jono, we are looking at Rocky Raccoon from the White Album, Every Little Thing from Beatles for Sale, Real Love from the Anthology LPs, and Bad Boy, originally on a collection of Beatles oldies, but most of you will know it from Past Masters, Volume 1.
Or not, is the case. Or not. Welcome to the Beatles World Cup. Okie dokie. Well, four tracks to talk about. Let's get into the first one from the White Album. And it's a curio, I think it would be fair to say, Rob. Rocky Raccoon.
Very much a curio, Jono. And to this day, I don't know if I like Rocky Raccoon. It has this interesting tempo, but McCartney's terrible American accent and the overly quirky comedy lyric, it's an odd little thing, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, and we're off into that vaudeville for a few minutes with, you know, Macca blazing away at the piano and doing his doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doos, you know, and then it just kind of ends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As I say, I don't know if I like it or not. I really don't know.
It's basically a guy walks into his room, he sees a Bible, he walks into another room, gets shot, walks back into the room, sees the Bible again, and that's it.
And he's an anthropomorphic animal of some kind, I assume. Is he literally a raccoon? I don't know. Is he an anthropomorphic raccoon?
I mean, obviously he was the inspiration for Rocket Raccoon in the Marvel comics.
There you go.
There we go. So there is something from this song. Again, it's just that thing with the White Album where I hate the fact that hate's probably too strong a word, but I'm not a massive fan of them just throwing the dart at the musical genre dartboard and just doing something. So this year it's sort of honky tonk, sort of American country vibe. Mm. I get it. It feels like it takes forever for the story of the song to happen. It's so slight in and of itself. Yeah, it's just very slow. I will say one thing. It's quite nice to hear John on the harmonica, and it's the last time you hear him play the harmonica as well. That's it. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, that'd be right. Hadn't been out for a while, and he just thought, oh, I'll just throw some in.
And also George Martin again on the piano. Another bit of George. But yeah, I mean, has there ever been a song before or since that's revolved around the plot point of a Gideon's Bible?
Probably not. It did teach me, though, what a Gideon's Bible was. Mm. When I was very young, I think I knew there were Bibles in hotel rooms, but I didn't know the whole Gideon's Bible thing, and that sort of taught me something, you know. So, thanks for that, Paul.
Yeah. I think if people do that game of if you reduce the White Album down to a single rather than a double album, I don't think Rocky would make the cut, would it?
I don't think so. Yeah. No. Jeez, it'd be a good album, though.
Maybe we do a special episode on that. You know,
that'd be fun, actually.
It would be interesting. Maybe towards the end.
Okay.
Yeah. Put it on the list. All right, I think we can move past Rocky Raccoon and get on to Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. I mean, Every Little Thing. Sorry, Every Little Thing.
Yeah, off Beatles for Sale. And that's an album I find quite listenable, probably because it's so downbeat. You know, some of the Bob Dylan influences coming in, even a bit of country influence. All of that said, this isn't one of the big numbers off that album that wows me. but it's pleasant enough. That said, I think it's trying to be a big number, mind you, with the, you know, everything she does, boom, boom, on the bass drum. You know, it's trying to create a feeling, a vibe, like you might hear on some American records of the time, you know, that boom, boom thing. But it doesn't quite get there. Yeah, I don't really have much more to say on this one, actually. It's an album I don't mind, but this isn't one of the better tracks.
Every time I hear that timpani, Ringo playing, I just think of dum, you got it, dum dum, everything you need, you get it.
Yeah.
Roy Orbison remix really could work with this. Interesting, written by Paul, but really sung by John, which is not something that happens that often.
No, that's true. Yeah, actually.
I've got to say, I was kind of like you, and I sort of, it's one of those songs that you have to really go back and remind yourself about it, because it's not really one you listen to a lot. I found myself really growing to quite like it, because it starts off quite, but that chorus, like you said, sort of feeling a bit bigger, and again, some nice harmonies in there again. I actually quite like this one.
Okay.
Weirdly, it's sort of growing on me.
Like a fungus.
Just like an early fungus, like an early years fungus.
Like tinea.
Right. You want tinea? Let's go to Real Love, shall we?
Sure.
Which obviously was the second of the let's try and, you know, create a new Beatles song from not much. Really. This is everything about this one. I just find, like, is summed up in the vocal, which is kind of like hard to hear and thin.
Yeah. Well, look, it's an interesting track, because when it came up on Anthology, I'd heard it before. Loads of people had in a different form, because the Lennon documentary Imagine included it.
Yeah.
In fact, it might have been the first thing you hear. I haven't watched the documentary for years, but I think it might have been the opening credits music, or maybe I'm just imagining that. But it's definitely on the LP, sort of a John and an acoustic guitar sort of version of Real Love. So I'd sort of heard a version of it a long time before. But then the Beatles got in and did their things. The keyboards that get added are quite Abbey Road. Perhaps they sort of have a spooky Abbey Road kind of vibe. I'm not sure. I don't think it's as good as the other Anthology single, Free as a Bird, which we'll get to one day, I imagine. But it's okay-ish.
I don't know. I do. So apparently the other three, Ringo, George, and Paul, had state-of-the-art equipment, obviously, to record it on, but actually chose to not use the latest and the greatest because they wanted it to sound like a Beatles song. And I don't think this sounds like a Beatles song much, really.
I think those keyboards at the start are very Abbey Road.
Yeah. But I reckon it sounds more like a Jeff Lynne, you know, ELO-produced song than a Beatles. Like, apart from, take away John's... take away the keyboards and John's vocal. Is there much in here that sounds like a Beatles song, really?
Yeah, but hasn't Jeff Lynne spent his whole life wishing he was in the Beatles? So, you know, so there's still a Beatles vibe to it, although maybe channeled through Jeff Lynne. I don't know.
I don't know. If you want to hear a good version of it, another version of it, apart from John's original, it was re-recorded for the John Lewis Christmas advert, the famous adverts.
Really?
It was the Monty the Penguin one about the boy wanting a penguin for Christmas. Very cute. Oh. Does bring a mistiness to the eyes. But there's a singer called Tony.
So does tear gas, though.
Oh, goodness. Okay. fungus, tear gas. What else are we going to, you know, throw at me today, Rob?
I don't know what's wrong with me tonight, John.
Very pessimistic. Tony O'Dell, I think, was the singer, and it's actually quite a nice version of it, re-recorded.
So our UK listeners will know that one, probably.
Well, the John Lewis adverts are quite famous, really. Do you not look at that every year and wait for the John Lewis advert?
oh, I know they're a thing because I see, you know, clickbait stories written about them, yeah. But I don't really get into it, no.
Yeah. There are some wonderful ones on there. Okay. If you want to really cry or have a good, you know, tear-jerking one.
Then I'll play Across the Universe.
No, possibly, if you want, that would be it. But I would suggest the Lily Allen track with the Bear and the Rabbit. That's all I'll say. Okay. Just put Bear, Rabbit, Lily Allen, John Lewis, and prepare to, you know, melt and have tears streaming down your cheeks.
Really?
Probably not, but I did. So, okay. You know.
Okay. But you've got quite soft since having children.
Well, I was going to say, and you're seeming particularly sort of hardened tonight in your views. Yes. So, you know, let's move on.
Sure.
You're being almost a bit of a, I don't know, a bad boy, Rob.
This evening. Very good. Lovely segue to bad boy. From a collection of Beatles oldies or past masters one, as I said earlier. Yeah, look, a cover version here, Jono, a Larry Williams cover version. I guess showing the guy's adeptness. Is that a word? Adeptness? At taking R&B tracks from the US and Beatles-ing them up. Is that a word? Have I made up another word?
Just there? Do it. I mean, you know, go on. Yeah. You're doing everything else you want on this episode, so just go for it.
Indeed. And making them sound really cool. I mean, George does some great lead guitar work on this track. Really, really cool, actually. And John's almost ripping his throat out on the vocal. It's not quite a rip your throat out, but it's close. I think it's a really neat early song to listen to, cover version or not. Really neat, actually.
Mm.
Oh, dear.
I'm just not a fan.
Are you not?
I mean, yes, it's always good to hear John throwing himself into a vocal like this. And then we've had a few of these recently, haven't we? Where that sort of real kind of stretched and to breaking point kind of vibe. It's quite good. There's nothing special about this really at all. And it's a cover and I don't know.
Nothing
special about this that jumps out at me at all. Sorry. Sorry.
All right.
Oh, apart from that bit that we just heard there, like John's scream, that's quite good, isn't it? I hadn't heard that. I think I'd stop listening when I was listening back to these by that point. Maybe I should have a listen. Maybe the second half's better than the first half. I need to give it more credence.
It's a great track. I like it.
Interesting.
Mm.
I feel like we're sliding towards a potential conflict tonight. We've had literally 3 weeks in a row, maybe four.
Yeah.
Of agreeing. But who knows? We've got to make a choice out of those four songs. Rocky Raccoon, Every Little Thing, Real Love, and Bad Boy. Rob, what are you going to go for this week?
All right. Well, you like it when I build things up. Rocky Raccoon, I don't know if I like it, so it's not Rocky Raccoon. Real Love, there's better versions of it out there. Every Little Thing, aside from the boom, boom, I don't think is that great. I'm going with Bad Boy, Jono. I honestly am.
You are crazy.
No, I'm not. It's great. The guitar is fabulous.
Okay. So you're putting Bad Boy, the cover song, through to be one of the greatest Beatles songs of all time. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not choosing Bad Boy. I'm not choosing Real Love. Sorry.
Okay.
I can't bring myself to choose Rocky Raccoon. I think I would be chased out of town. Because
you're going
it's like
for a, boom boom.
I am actually going for one which I think, look, it's probably not going to have the legs, but I think it's like a little surprising little nugget just tucked away in the back of an album somewhere.
Surprising little nuggets are what my cat used to leave around the house, Jono.
Oh, Rob. Rob. And I say it again, a cover cannot win. So I cannot choose a cover. So Every Little Thing, surprisingly, is my choice.
And there you go.
You know what we do in these situations?
I do know.
We play heads or tails, or as we call it, Paul or John. Mm-hmm. You get to choose which person you would like to represent your songs. Is it Paul or is it John?
Well, for this track, I think it's got to be John.
John. Okay. Well, here we go. Okay. If it's John, it's Bad Boy. If it's Paul, it's Every Little Thing. That is not a sentence I was ever really expecting to ever speak. But hey, Let's give it a twirl. You ready?
I am ready.
Here we go.
Yeah, there's a couple on the album a bit like that.
Ah, your bad boy is gone down.
Ah.
And every little thing has gone up.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Every little thing, it's got it. Boom, boom. Okay. Please, somebody do a remix of that. A Roy Orbison, Every Little Thing mashup would be great.
That would be interesting, yeah.
All right, so there we go. Gosh, surprisingly, Every Little Thing has gone through to the next round. And sometimes these things happen. And I know that Tom, please understand that sometimes these things happen. And there's definitely a couple of people who are tweeting who are just going, what are you doing? And we can't control what the four songs are that come out. They're randomly picked. So
that is true.
Sometimes this happens. All right. On that note, let's pick out the next songs for next week. Here we go. Okay.
All right.
Okie dokie dokie dokie. Here we are. First one out for next week. Oh, God. Interesting. Flying.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yep.
Hope this does not, like, I hope this is not a sign of, Thank You, Girl.
Thank You, Girl. Okay.
Thank You, Girl. Thank You, Girl. Rob.
Yes.
You Know My Name.
Oh, look up the number.
Look up the number.
Great. Okay.
And the last one is, what a week. The Word.
Oh, okay. Good.
Hmm. Definitely some stuff there. We've had we're definitely going through an odd patch, aren't we? Like, I feel like the last few weeks, there's been some oddness going on.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to next week.
All right.
I'll have some things to say about all of them, even the ones I don't like.
Great. That's always good, because if you didn't, we wouldn't be here.
Very true.
And I lean on you heavily to say stuff about some of these things. You know that. you're with the depth and I'm with the trivia. So that's how it works.
I'll make some notes.
Nice. If you want to get in touch and send us your thoughts, please do. TheBeatlesWorldCup@gmail.com is our email address. At Twitter, it is @BeatlesWorldCup. And of course, we'll have the poll up shortly, letting you know giving you the opportunity, rather, to say which one you would have picked. Maybe it's the same as ours, maybe it's not. Really, really, really interesting mix of voting going on, not just on our Twitter, but also on the two Beatles Facebook pages, the two big ones, the ones that have got like 300,000 followers.
Are they quite fond of your poll on there?
Well, I never really feel like there's 300,000 people that are part of it. I think there's probably 300 people who are active members of it, if you know what I mean. So, yes, there's definitely some interesting stuff. And generally, completely different choices on those two Facebook sites to what we did.
Interesting.
For example, we chose The Ballad of John and Yoko a few weeks back.
Yeah.
Hardly anyone chose it on those polls.
What's wrong with them?
They were all about fixing a hole. And actually quite a few of them about Maxwell's Silver Hammer, which was very surprising. So, I don't know.
Okay.
There's some stuff going on. Maybe we've just got like our own little genre of stuff going on over here. I don't know.
Interesting.
Anyway, and also if you could leave a review or a rating for us on your podcast provider, that always really helps because it just gets the message out about the podcast, and we would love your support if you feel like it.
That would be lovely.
It would be awesome. Anyway, have a lovely week. Next week, we're flying.
We are.
See you then.
Bye.